all today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring out anything toll free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so do enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Let's roll into the email box here, Mark. You've got something about Hitler?
Well, it's sort of. It's an email. Let me read it to you. It's from Joshua, I should say. Like you, I used to mention Nazis, Hitler, and Jewish concentration camps in my arguments on the internet. But someone pointed out to me that using Hitler as an example is the top way to lose a debate. I assume you already know this, but old habits are hard to break. However, I did like your Japanese concentration camps example and may use that in the future. Now, he's talking about on Saturday, I was asking, I think it was Ken, a caller, if his laws are so important that you have to inform on your neighbors, would you inform on your neighbors if your neighbors were Jews and it was 1938 in Germany?
Right, we were talking to one of those Law and Order guys that, you know, they try to take the position that the law is sacred, you must obey.
Right. And I'm trying to make it clear to him, look, the law isn't sacred. Good laws, there's good laws and bad laws, and good people disobey bad laws. And you know, there is this also this coexisting phenomenon that basically the idea is that any conversation on the internet, any argument on the internet, will at some point deteriorate into discussing Hitler. Now, I didn't mention Hitler at all. I just mentioned Nazi Germany.
Right, but there's some rule, and I forget what it's called.
Right, it's called Hirtoff's rule or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Some name, somebody's name, and it's very clever. It's likely true some of the time. I don't know that, and then there's an extrapolation beyond that that is not included in the rule. That the rule is just sort of tongue in cheek that all these arguments on the internet at some point or another are going to discuss Hitler. That doesn't mean that if you're the first one to bring up Hitler that you necessarily lose. But if you do bring up Hitler and you don't
it's
have any
Godwin's law, by the way, an online discussion grows longer, the probability of a comparison involving Nazis or Hitler approaches one.
That's amazing.
And then I think good stuff. That's funny.
That's great.
Right. It says here that there's a tradition in many news groups and other internet discussion forums, this is Wikipedia, that once such a comparison is made, the thread is finished, and whoever mentioned the Nazis has automatically lost whatever debate was in progress. The principle is itself frequently referred to as Godwin's Law. It is considered poor form to raise arbitrarily such a comparison with the motive of ending a thread. There is a widely recognized codicil that any such ulterior motive invocation of Godwin's Law will be unsuccessful. It does not apply to discussions directly addressing genocide, propaganda, or other mainstays of the Nazi regime.
Right, and that's really the thing. Is I was discussing in being an informant.
Right.
And, that's sort of what the Nazis were all about, informing on your neighbors and that kind of thing. I mean, to me, that's what we're talking about. So, I don't know. I mean,
if somebody is so intellectually clueless as to dismiss one's argument because they've invoked Hitler, then let them just be how they want to be.
Right.
You can't persuade someone like that.
I guess you could invoke Stalin and Cheka.
And that's actually, I did respond to Joshua personally before I called that. As I said, I don't know on this one, Joshua. I'm making examples of fascism and totalitarianism. Hitler is the penultimate of this.
Right. More people are familiar with what Hitler did than, say, Mussolini
right.
or something.
He said, I would agree that using Hitler as an example of anything else is ludicrous, but if I'm making examples of totalitarianism and use Mussolini or Stalin instead, what have I accomplished? And really, that's the question. If I use examples from Mussolini's Italy or Stalin's Russia, then I likely will have to explain to the person what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Why? When you've got, Nazi Germany, people sort of, they understand it.
What's wrong with learning from that? What's wrong with referencing it? It's just intellectual sloth to say that, oh, you brought up Hitler, I'm not listening
ding
anymore.
Ding.
Yeah.
Matches
sorry,
over, I win.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I just wanted to bring it up.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's go to Bill in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live, Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Bill.
You're on the air. What's on your mind? Bill going once.
I'll talk about Michael Vick.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about dogfighting?
Well, this is the football player that has been indicted. They're federal charges, I believe, right? The in this case?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, absolutely, indeed.
Right. I think it's an awful thing to do. However, I don't think that anybody should be put in jail for it. If people want to consensually engage in such an activity, I think they should be ostracized by society. I think they should be outed. I think they should be identified. And then let individuals decide how to handle that situation. You know, let him be fired from the NFL. He's a football player, correct?
Absolutely, Atlanta.
Let him be fired from the NFL. Let his family or his friends that weren't aware of this particular behavior on his part, if it indeed is true, I don't know.
That's if the NFL feels like firing him. If they feel like Michael Vick is too valuable of a player, then they can keep him on. But then
they might lose ticket sales.
Absolutely. Sure. Then people who don't like dogfighting may not go to games that Michael Vick plays in.
Right.
Or may not go to NFL games at all.
I'm pretty sure most people don't like dogfighting. And, Bill, what did you think about that?
I don't know. I just think dogs, they don't have souls. They're like females.
Thanks for the call, Bill. 800-259-9231. I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, he's not going to go very far in life thinking that women don't have souls.
Yeah. You're going to get plenty of action when you say that in a bar next to a group.
I will. I would agree that I have met some that don't.
Right. I would venture to guess that Bill has never actually touched a female.
But it does introduce...
Not with her permission.
The question does introduce an interesting ethical dilemma, which is something I experienced on a date once. I went out with a girl on a sort of like a blind date thing, and she was a vegan. And I said, well, you know, that's very interesting. I respect that a lot. You don't want to bring harm to another, you know, living biological entity like an animal. You will bring harm to vegetables
plants.
And things.
Right.
And, you know, you don't think that they feel the harm, whatever. But a sentient seeming creature. Okay, fine. I said, you know, I am a libertarian. I don't want to bring harm to my fellow man. I ask that he do the same for me. And I don't like to bring harm to animals, but when I don't see it happening, mm-hmm. or they've been raised for that purpose, I don't seem to have a problem with it. You know, I'm blind. I blind myself to that. And with this guy, Vic, you know, he's sort of bringing this up. If they're going to have dogs attacking each other and they're training them for this vicious, awful behavior, how do people feel about slaughtering cattle or other things? Is it the degree of intelligence of the animal? Is it how we see them in our culture that we don't eat dogs here? It's a strange sort of thing to think about, but whether it comes down to it or not, why should we have laws prohibiting this? Well, if you're interested in the state, then if you have small areas, you can decide for yourself if you want it in your area. I prefer to have market-oriented societies.
Sure.
And they could decide for themselves.
That's the way it should be. In fact, wasn't it New Mexico that was up until recently the last state to not outlaw cockfighting?
I don't know.
It was one state. It was either them or Louisiana, one or the other. And everything been okay so far? Like they just outlawed it for the sake of outlawing it, for the sake of being the final state to outlaw it. I don't know. Again, these are awful things to do. Who would really do these things? You have to be kind of a sicko, I think, to do this. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I want to pay $40,000 a year to put this person in prison. Nor is there anyone that really can be restituted. I mean, restitution is normally something that we as libertarians would say, well, Mark, you might say, well, you shouldn't have to pay $40,000 a year. That person should pay back the victims. What do? Buy a doggy treat for the victims?
Hey.
These dogs have been, their minds have been warped by being starved and beaten.
And we've got the reciprocal happen all the time. You got all these pro-animal activists out there who think nothing of restricting their neighbor's ability to be able to live his life peacefully in all sorts of ways, taxation, regulation, and things like that. They obviously feel it's so important to save the animals, but they don't feel it's so important to leave their neighbor alone when it comes to buying a certain type of gasoline or going to a certain type of restaurant or doing anything in business that might bring some indirect tertiary either benefit or danger to something else. You know, save the trees, kill a baby. I don't know.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free SACL CAI line. How would you handle the dogfighting situation? If you were in a more free market situation, what would be some of the things you could do to ostracize somebody or to punish them without necessarily initiating force on them. Got any ideas? This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Decisions, decisions. Your technicians just delivered the bad news. Your engine needs major work. Now what do you do? When I come back, it's the automotive version of Let's Make a Deal.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all schedule maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
As Monty would say, do you choose door number 1, 2, or 3 to solve your engine dilemma? Behind door number 1 is repairing your engine. And door number 2 opens to a new car. But behind door number 3 is another alternative. A remanufactured engine can make your car run like new and increase its trade-in value. The cost? $1,200 to $2,500, equivalent to taxes and surcharges alone on some new luxury cars. But just like the TV version of Let's Make a Deal, consider all your options before making your decision. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features on the site we give away, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, and that proves they listen to the show. See what I mean? By heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you know if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll be named a lawsuit in the next year. That lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they are experts in sheltering what you have earned. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. That's KeepYourAssets.net.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. To the fun, Chuck in Nevada on the amplifier line. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, hey.
What's on your mind?
I got to say this real quick. About that guy's phone, I don't know if it's amazing that technology still works or if it's sad that it still works.
You're talking about from last hour, we were talking about an old man who has had the same phone in his house for over 50 years, and he's been leasing it on a monthly basis for about $5 a month.
And we still have the same technology.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. You're right.
It's working.
So about the immigration, I wanted to call and talk about during the Homestead Act, they used to sing a song, and I thought there's a little caption I just wanted to read real quick.
The Homestead Act?
What is the Homestead Act?
The old Homestead Act, when the United States government said we own all the land and we'll, you know, portion it out.
Yeah, it was very interesting the way the Homestead Act acted out there, because it actually caused degradation of the environment in some areas. They didn't allow people to be able to get enough land to be able to start their ranches up properly. They would only homestead them a certain number of acres, and they were too small parcels, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what is this now? Who sang a song exactly?
It just says it was sang after or during the time of the Homestead Act, and the idea behind it was a little bit of deals with immigration, and I just thought it was interesting.
Okay.
Come along, make no delay. Come from every nation, come from every way. Our lands, they are broad enough, have no alarm, for Uncle Sam is rich enough to give us all a farm.
Well, it certainly ties into government, but nonetheless, it's certainly a more positive attitude towards immigration than what we're seeing today.
Yeah, so I just thought that was interesting. You know, they were saying, hey, everybody, come here. We have enough for you. We want more people to come and to be free in this land and, you know, do all these great things.
If only people still thought that way. Thank you for the call, Chuck. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, because that's the correct mentality.
Well,
come here and make a better life for yourself.
Some people still think that way, and no one in the United States has ever thought the same way about anything.
That's true.
So
there have always been haters. There have always been bigots. There have always been people that that think that the club should be closed. We've had enough. Okay, I immigrated here, and now it's time to close the doors.
And after scholars have discussed this over and over again, ranging from Thomas Sowell, who has so many books on immigration and how generation after generation people become included and they bring themselves into the community, even while bringing their own qualities to that culture and retaining some of their old cultural qualities. People don't listen. They're afraid of these other types of qualities and these other types of cultures. That's part of it. They're afraid of the workers. They're afraid of competition.
That's a big factor.
A huge factor. And I think that underlies a great deal of this so-called security thing for the border. The security thing is so bogus. It's such a red herring that they're saying, oh, we have to do something to secure the borders. We've got to stop potential terrorists from coming over. Thousands of people a day are coming over. They're going to find a different way in, first of all. And second of all, that's not the real reason why people are trying to stop the immigrants. What it comes down to is what I mentioned to you guys during the break, an email that I got from somebody showing some guy who's in South Carolina who's building houses and goes and protests in some neighborhood because in that neighborhood, the guy is using illegal immigrant laborers, and
thank
he gets arrested.
Built my house cheaper.
Yeah. You know, with the money that those people have left over, they can do other things with it. Are you going to force your neighbor to have to spend more? Oh, I'm sorry. Tie one leg up when you go to mow your lawn. Oh, I can't do that. Well, then you can hire me and pay me to do it. That's essentially what they're doing.
The anti-competitive mentality of some of these people is really just disgusting. And these are supposed to be, usually the people that are anti-immigration would also consider themselves conservatives in many cases. And I thought they were all about competition. I thought they understood that competition it brings benefits to society and the economy and the marketplace.
Well, the people that, they've been given righteousness by this whole illegal status to immigrants. it's given righteousness to their arguments. So, and I completely understand. There's a lot messed up with our immigration policy, giving welfare and you know, all kinds of social welfare programs to people that manage to sneak across the border. You know, forcing us to pay to educate their children, forcing hospitals to pay for their traumatic care, any kind of care that they go to the emergency room for. That's not fair.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we should just make it so that people can come here and live free.
That's how it ought to be.
That's how it has been, and it made a great country.
Martin, I was going to say, you remember when we had Pork Fest, when I was up there and I did that thing on immigration up at Pork Fest, and there were a number of guys, good guys, you know, they're good guys.
Self-described libertarians.
Yep, self-described libertarians, and they kept falling into this intellectual trap of, well, what about the welfare system? They're bleeding us. And I said, well, then argue against the welfare system. Don't
right.
argue against the people who are taking advantage of
that's
it.
That's a symptom of the welfare
exactly.
system.
Exactly. You're damaging yourself. And are you going to fall into the morass of challenging whether or not these people are on the whole a net gain or a net loss by saying, well, they take X amount in welfare, they take Y amount in schooling, they take Z amount in medical care, but they add A amount in taxes, in income taxes, Social Security.
Right.
I mean,
why
try to calculate
time?
That.
Yeah.
Why? Exactly. Argue against the welfare system that mixes these people into it.
Let's go to the phones, do the fun. Fred in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Fred.
Hello, John.
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Immigration.
Okay.
I said this morning, I said this many times on a local talk show here. The United States, in my opinion, this is for the guy in Nevada. The United States was, in my opinion, the experiment for the New World Order.
How so?
The only country where all the tribes, you know, I asked the question this morning, what is a nation? What is a country? Most countries of the world are tribes. And the United States was the first country that allowed all the tribes to come to this country, and we all live in pretty much harmony under our Constitution. Like, you can't go to Japan and become Japanese. You can't go to France and become a Frenchman. You can go live there, but you can't become part of the tribe.
Okay.
Because it's a nationality, you know what I mean?
Pretty much.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look back in history, just Anglo-Saxon, the hyphen, you know?
It's mostly true what he's saying.
I know what you're saying, yeah. And so are you saying this is some sort of sinister thing or a good thing?
No. I think back when this country was founded, you know, they wanted to prove that all the countries of the world could live together, and they have in this country. Yeah, you know, well, you can live next to a Jew, and you know, you can live next to a German, an Irishman. You know,
but
we can all live in the same neighborhood.
But you mentioned the New World Order, which usually has sinister connotations.
No, I didn't mention the New World. You did.
No,
we were the experiment,
sir.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
You mentioned that, Fred.
You brought
we were the experiment
first,
for the New World Order.
Hang on a second, Fred. We'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. We all heard it. So
yeah, I heard it too.
If he wants to issue a clarification, a point of clarification, certainly want to hear what that would be. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, I agree, yeah. I mean, people have been getting along. Freedom allows that to happen. If you're free to live your life how you want, they're free to live their life how they want, or at least in theory, that's how it should be. It doesn't work that way.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the Sacro Wedgie. and was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The Sacro Wedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the Sacro Wedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The Sacro Wedgie works when all else fails.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my ultra-pure omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right. Find out how you can get a free bottle when you call now. You know how important fish oil is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil to anyone who calls now. You'll also get a free book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging, with your free bottle. If you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. I know you'll feel the difference. Our fish oil capsules have up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Experience the miracle of fish oil. Try it before you buy it. Get a free bottle and a free book by calling 1-800-505-4987. 1-800-505-4987. That's 1-800-505-4987.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's a SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it is Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Enjoy those on us. That's FreeTalkLive.com. And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to FreeStateProject.org. That's FreeStateProject.org. As we go back to Fred in Montana, Fred, who called in about immigration and suggested that the at the beginning of your call, we all heard you do it, Fred.
You're right, I did say it. Okay. I said we were the experiment for the New World Order.
What does that mean, and why did you say that, and then why
All the nations of the world and all the tribes of the world came here and lived in harmony.
Okay.
That's proven that it could be. You know, you could take all these people and put it with our Constitution, though. One more point. I get a newsletter from Hillsdale College in Michigan. It's the only university in the United States that takes no tax dollars whatsoever.
Yeah, right. Primus.
And they have a newsletter called The Imprimis.
Yeah.
Well, about 4 months ago, this Russian economist, the top economist in Russia under four presidents, he wrote a newsletter talking about freedom versus non-freedom. In fact, that's the name of the newsletter, Freedom versus Non-Freedom. He talks about his constitution, because Russia has a constitution also. But their constitution doesn't call for limited government. Our constitution does call for limited government. But he says free countries do not fight each other. It's the non-free countries that fight each other.
That's a good point.
And it's really a good, you should pull up this article and read it. All you have to do is go to hillsdalecollege.com, I think that's what it is, and then pull up the imprimis. And then put freedom versus non-freedom. Yeah, pull up that
I read the article in imprimis.
Did you read it?
Thank you for the recommendation, Fred. Mark, did you have a point you wanted to make to Fred?
I think it's a jump in logic to, because the quote unquote experiment is working here in America. Maybe it's the freedom that drew people from different lands.
Our Constitution. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I understand exactly what you're saying, then.
And our Constitution does give us the freedom to, you know, it limits government, but it doesn't limit us.
That's right. The way it was supposed to be, right? And it's important to point out that, and get to language correct, the Constitution doesn't give you freedoms. The Constitution enshrines your freedoms, and it's supposed to protect you from the government running roughshod over them. Fred, thank you for the call.
And have a good day, John.
You bet. And Fred, I don't know whether you would agree with this or not, but making comparisons to the New World Order I don't think is precisely apt, because in most cases, the idea of the New World Order is one large super government over the entire world. And unfortunately, the larger the area of control, the worse it's going to be for liberty. The worse it's going to be for economic progress. The smaller the areas of control, if they were to have some sort of so-called New World Order, mm-hmm. that allowed for small areas of control the way our Constitution originally allowed, then you would have a pretty decent system, and you would have some basic fundamental rights that would be protected. But the larger it gets, the more cultures you try to get included in it, the differences in those cultures, how they haven't been exposed to liberty, how they have certain entrenched interests, it gets more and more difficult as it goes.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with mixing cultures, with having people of different cultures living in close proximity.
I don't think so either.
What's wrong is having a government around with power for people to get hold of. So
precisely.
It's not necessarily a cultural issue. It's what it's always been, and that has been those in search of power versus those who just want to live their own lives.
You said it perfectly.
I mean, this is like the eternal struggle, right?
Yeah.
It's the struggle against those who seek to control others versus those who do not want to be controlled.
Yeah, I don't think you could ever really have a one-world government per se. You would have to have multiple governments, if you're in favor of governments, that are small, that are tied through trade.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, they've successfully gone through with this European Union. They are working, allegedly, on the North American Union.
But the European Union was originally started, and if there's a really erudite man named Dr. Nigel Ashford, who is with the Institute for Humane Studies now, he was one of the original guys to help convince Thatcher to go with the European Union. And he now says, look, the original concept of that, as it was designed in Rome, was a good one. He said it brought down trade barriers and it just made it a free trade zone, but
didn't work out that way, though.
They didn't have it written the way they wrote their bylaws and so on.
Because people in search of power wrote that.
Exactly.
Right.
And they now have it as a regulatory agency. They're trying to stop Ireland from having its low taxes because it's being non-competitive. In other words, it's competing too much.
Right. It's beating the rest of them up because it doesn't have all those, the taxes aren't included in the price of its goods.
Yeah. Having bigger and bigger governments and more centralized power like the European Union or the North American Union or the world government, if we get all these different unions together, then people, of course, are theorizing that they will all join together in this one world government. It's an attractive proposition to those who are in search of power, not necessarily because they think they'll be able to make it to the top, but because it gives them somewhere to point the blame. It gives them somewhere to pass the buck to.
Yeah.
So the people that want to rule your life will simply say, well, I'm sorry, I'm just following the New World Order.
And
just following the New European Union. Or I'm just following the New American. I can't make it. Look, I'm just doing my job, okay? Now pay up.
Yeah, and I have to say, based on examples through history, even the example on the North American continent with the United States, plural, of America, I think most of these cases, we could say, some people would say, well, the United States was a great success.
No, it wasn't.
The experiment seems to have been a success for a temporary period, but the jury's still out. We're watching this, and it's not too successful now.
The House of Cards is going to fall one of these days.
Right.
I mean, you could argue it is in the process of falling right now.
I think in most cases, or perhaps all cases, that's why I would argue for laissez-faire society rather than government. When you even make a mechanism, as we discussed last week, with a constitution that is supposed to protect against the growth of government, it will be corrupted.
I like what somebody said. I don't know who it was. Somebody called in recently to point out that They thought that if Ron Paul didn't win the 2008 election, that this country is, there's no turning back. As far as,
I think that's Gene the Christian Anarchist.
We're going down this road to totalitarianism, to this, we already have a huge invasive state in this country. And it's just getting worse. Each administration, whether they be Democrat or Republican, continues to increase the size of government. They love the idea of more control over your life. And people are talking about how, you know, we're right at the end of days as far as, you know, a lot of similar things going on here in this country as went on in Russia, in Nazi Germany. And how long can they keep it up for? How long can they keep the scam going?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Because in Russia, you know, the fall of the Soviet Union, no one predicted that.
And
no one
predicted
the Berlin Wall was going to come down.
Even with a supposedly free press, information doesn't come out. You look at some of the things regarding the Patriot Act, some of the arrests that have been made of individuals. Just the coverage that you get of the detainee, the Military Commissions Act last year, it takes extra research to go look into that. Luckily, we have it available at our fingertips with the internet now.
That's, I think, one of the reasons why we're going to see change.
I certainly hope so, but it bothers me that, and as you guys know, I was going through Meet the Press over and over and over today, and I'm watching these people. All I can say is, just, they are bores. They are just huge stuffed shirt bores operating in an old, very forgetful paradigm of personality, what will he do for us, presidential politics. And I'm watching this saying, nobody's getting to any substance of anything on these programs.
Right.
It's amazing to me. I wonder,
because I think it was, I was listening to Glenn Beck today, and he really summed up Barack Obama, which is, I'm about change. I'm going to do something good. It's going to be really great. I'm not telling you what it is. I'm not summing any of it up, but it's good, it's new, it's kind of jazzy.
Change,
yeah,
well, you know,
reform!
It's funny you should mention that, Mark. I remember one time I talked to the woman who was the second in command for the Democrat Party in New Hampshire, and I had just done a 10-minute segment about how Barack Obama was the same old Democrat, he just used different terminology.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her in the next segment, so tell me, where is he different? And she says, well, he's in favor of... And she went through it, well, and she finally admitted, you know, I guess he isn't that different.
He's young and black!
Yeah.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. People are getting tired of the government. They've been tired of the government, but as they continue to get more intrusive, hopefully people will get more fed up and willing to stand up. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features are for free. Now, we do ask you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. See, when you enter Amazon through that link, then Free Talk Live gets a percentage of virtually anything that you purchase, whether it's a brand new item or one of their used items, in 41 categories of products. It's an incredible selection, an incredible website, just a great retailer all around, and we get a percentage. So do your shopping there. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's roll into the phone calls. Talk to Dennis in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dennis, hello.
Howdy, folks.
Hey Dennis.
Hey, first and foremost, I have to call you guys to task. It was actually Ayn Rand, and I hate to pronounce her first name the weird way, among others, who did predict the fall of the Soviet Union. Certainly, I saw a videotape of, I think it would have been the early 80s, and she was just staring straight blank into the camera saying, I don't know when it will fall, but it has to fall.
Oh, great. Well, it's inevitable you can predict the failure of communism. It's just no one could predict exactly when, as she admitted.
Okay. Yeah, the exact date. Yeah, that was good. Anyways, classic video games, which you guys were talking about with Gene the Christian Anarchist earlier, instead of all this government stuff, Nazis, whatever, the cool stuff, right, the pop culture stuff, classic video games.
Uh-huh.
There is a event. What they do these days with these classic video games is have these big conventions, and there's a major, huge one coming up in 2 weeks in California.
Is that right? What do they do exactly?
They pretty much get all of the people who are really big fans of these games to the point where they collect them at home, have them all converge on one spot and put their games together to make a giant virtual arcade.
Oh, that's neat.
And then charge people for like a free play, you know, like within the games for, say, 2 days.
That's fun.
Cool. And so you get to hang out with a bunch of game geeks.
Indeed. In fact, you can even meet like the guys who wrote the games, which
oh,
is
yeah.
so hyper cool. Like the guy who did Battlezone. I touched that guy.
And what is Battlezone?
Oh man, someone educate Mark.
Is that the tank one where the
tank? Yeah,
it's just lines.
Yeah. The one the military was indeed interested in. He told that little story, anyways. So those things are going on. But on that same segment in that same show back on Friday, you guys also talked about industries where, like you guys mentioned, the restaurant industry, the radio industry. You said in these industries, you know,
you mean where
a lot of people,
lot of
the demographics. Pardon?
You mean where there are a lot of people that smoke pot that work in those industries? Is there
No. If you go to California to like an 80s game convention, some of the geeks that hang out there, I'd say they fall into that category. I'd say there's a large amount of people.
Well, there's just a large amount of people in general. I was just picking out those particular industries. I just happen to have had experience within them, so I happen to be able to testify personally to that. But, Dennis, any other thoughts?
Nope.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate then. Hearing from you. And to anyone going out to that convention, have fun. It sounds like a good time.
Like a blast.
If you're really into video games, that's like meeting, you know, that's like the Star Trek conventions for video game geeks. You get to meet the guy that programmed Pong or something like that.
But I certainly hope they have labels on those video games that have been put on by the government because the, you know, capitalist system can't handle that properly.
You know, that could be a problem. Maybe that was pre-ratings, Gardner.
Right.
They don't have ratings for those
stuff.
Old games.
Get
could
kids
be.
Trying to get into tanks and
right.
stuff. It influences
it's
them.
It's going to make them violent.
Them. Oh, that's terrible.
Hey, which, by the way, reminds me that today... Danny LaDonne from playing the Columbine Massacre game, Super Columbine Massacre RPG. He's a listener of the show, and he's the guy that made that game, which made international headlines when it after it was released. He is putting together a documentary called Playing Columbine, and the trailer is available at playingcolumbine.com. And if you watch the trailer, you'll see Mark and myself, and Mark actually made it, as far as what you were saying, Mark, made it into the trailer. I'm sitting next to you and nodding.
Yes.
But I was very pleased with that, Mark.
As it should be.
I was wondering if we would make it into the trailer, and we did. So go and watch his trailer. It looks like it's going to be quite a good documentary, and I'm sure we're going to have him on the show to talk about it once he finishes editing it, which he's in the process of doing right now. So probably he hasn't said anything to me, but I know how long and difficult editing can be. But seeing that he already has a rough cut of the film put together, from what I understand, maybe we'll have it out by the end of the year, or he'll have it out by the end of the year, which is exciting. So, Gardner, you came in tonight with some audio clips that you said you spent hours getting for me, so I feel obligated to play them. What is going on? When should you cue me, and I'll play whatever you need.
Right, this isn't this Radio Birdman band you're always talking about, is it? Right?
No. It's not 455 SD, but no, this is about our buddy, our pal, the Attorney General of the United States, and soon to be the former Attorney General of the United States, Alberto Gonzalez, who was White House counsel when John Ashcroft was the Attorney General of the United States, who was the guy who went and lobbied Congress not to declare war so that they could keep people as enemy combatants rather than prisoners of war and smudge all over the Fourth Amendment and not prosecute these guys as terrorists. So,
through habeas corpus.
Exactly. What's going on now has to do with the FISA Act, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act from 1978, and the so-called international foreign wiretapping, which is really domestic wiretapping because in many cases there is an American on the other end of the phone.
Right.
And so, as I have discussed with numerous people, when they originally found out about this, thanks to the New York Times, all the conservatives were ripped at the New York Times. Well,
they were calling for the impeachment, or like,
exactly.
Not the impeachment, but the editor being brought up on charges.
Exactly. That, you know, because we're at war. How dare you give this away? So what happened was other people said, well, how could you be doing this on Americans? That's a bridging of their Fourth Amendment rights. So Gonzalez came out early on back last year, and he had said, well, what happened here was the president, we have the power to do this under FISA. Well, if you read FISA, the 1978 law, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, they don't have the power to surveil Americans. They have the power to surveil foreigners. It's pretty simple. That's why it's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
Okay.
So then he said, well, the president, when they gave him the power to use the military, was given broad discretion. Congress said, and Chuck Schumer even said, no, we didn't do that. And no, it wasn't Chuck Schumer. It was... I can't remember. Yeah. So anyway,
interchangeable politician.
Yes. He was from South Dakota, but he's not there anymore. So anyway, so what they then said was, well, we weren't really doing that to Americans. Well, since that time, there has been another issue that's come up, which is the departure, the firing of a number of federal prosecutors.
Yeah, we've heard about that.
Right.
Supposedly they were Democrats, or
they
somehow
politically support the Bush agenda politically.
That was the idea.
Right. And I knew, and a lot of other people knew, I posted it at the Liberty Conspiracy, a lot of the people at the Liberty Conspiracy knew. I got emails from folks saying, well, this is about the FISA stuff. These guys were opposed to the surveillance. And that's where they were booted.
The attorneys were opposed to surveilling Americans,
right.
And they
right.
were politically fired.
Exactly. They spoke out about it, or they didn't like it. So here's the deal. just recently they started these hearings in the Senate with Gonzalez having to testify. And they're asking him, did you have any conversations about what was going on with these prosecutors? Did you talk to anybody about this, you know, with John Ashcroft and things like that? Now, here is Chuck Schumer. Ashcroft had been in the hospital. Gonzalez, as White House counsel, had gone in to talk to him. And Gonzalez had claimed that they never spoke about FISA as an issue, that there was no problem with this. That was not why they fired these people. Gonzalez could be up for perjury. Listen to this exchange between Schumer and Gonzalez, how Gonzalez won't answer him.
Did the president ask you to go?
We were there on behalf of the President of the United States.
I didn't ask you that. Did the President ask you to go?
Senator, we're there on behalf of the President of the United States.
Why can't you answer that question?
That's the answer that I can give you, Senator.
Well, can you explain to me why you can't answer it directly?
Senator, again, we were there on an important program for this President on behalf of the President of the United States.
Okay.
Wow, that was useful.
Now, the next segment is him claiming that it has nothing to do, the conversation they had with Ashcroft had nothing to do with this FISA debate. There you go.
The disagreement that occurred and the reason for the visit to the hospital center was about other intelligence activities. It was not about the terrorist surveillance program that the president announced to the American people.
Okay, now did you hear that? That first of all, he's being deceptive about two things. First, that it wasn't about FISA, because in the next segment you'll hear someone contradicting him. But he sneaks in a second lie that the president announced to the American people. Hello, anybody remember how ticked off people were at the New York Times?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the president who announced it to the American people in his great generosity.
He was caught red-handed.
He was caught, and then they came out and they were upset, as we just discussed, at the New York Times. Now, here's Robert Mueller, FBI director, contradicting what Gonzalez said in front of the Senate, and if Gonzalez doesn't come out and change his testimony, he could be gone very soon.
The discussion was on a national NSA program that has been much discussed, yes.
Now, that was a confirmation after much probing of Mueller. He finally confirmed, yes, it was about FISA.
Completely contradicting what Gonzalez said. And so, I mean, this is interesting, Guard, but I mean, who was worse, Gonzalez or the guy before him? I mean, is he going to be any better than the next guy they put in?
Was that Ashcroft?
Ashcroft. This whole surveillance thing.
They're all a bunch of scumbags.
You guys were on it. We were on it. Fourth Amendment being destroyed.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello.